All right, good morning. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Home Theater Solutions. HTS is your local technology expert. Serving Delaware for 16 years, HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home or business tech needs, give them a call. 1-800-690-2029. 1-800-690-2029 or visit them at htsav.net. Thanks. Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast. My name is Tom Arquino, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all of our podcasts, local folks doing local podcasts. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. How's everybody doing today? So this is an interesting podcast today. It is the Rehoboth Social, but we're kind of, I don't know, I'm always working on something, and we're trying to start a new podcast, and I had a couple people that were going to join me to do it, and nobody showed up, so it's just me again, so it feels a lot like the Rehoboth Social, but I want to start a new podcast called Are You Spirited? And it's just seeking spirited people, you know, not spiritual, not religious, just people that want to take on the day, and it's not a list of what I can't do, it's more of a list of what I can, which I really appreciate. It eliminates a lot of problems, race, color, all these different things. So today, my first two guests, which I think is, you guys kind of come together. You're not always together, but I do like what you're doing. It's Jamie Parsons and Tyler Green. Jamie owns
Smash Mouth Burgers.
Smash Mouth Burgers. And that's that. It's a food truck.
It's a food truck, yeah.
The big green one.
Yep. Lime green.
Lime green. And Tyler is just a musician, local musician.
Yeah, I've been playing the past 10 years. My name means something to some people around here.
Absolutely.
Hey, it means something to me. I appreciate you. Hey. And what you guys have started doing, and I like this what Jamie said, is like, why, you know, if I go to a restaurant and go eat and they can have a band, why can't I have a food truck and a musician that kind of follows us?
Entertainment is entertainment.
Entertainment is entertainment, and that's kind of what you guys are doing. Yeah. So when you, not always, right?
No, not always. I mean,
not always.
Yeah, he's got his own gigs.
Sure, and, it's kind of as my schedule allows, really.
Yeah, I can't take him to every venue.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But you know, on the Sunday brunch thing that I've been doing, and we're going out into these developments. It's perfect. It's perfect for him. It's perfect.
What I love about this kind of this life that we're kind of this time that we're living in, and you know, people think that technology is the root of all evil, and maybe it is, but it also is the root of kind of being able to do some kind of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And if you know, if people are following, so what is your name on Instagram for the truck?
Smash Mouth Burgers.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That simple?
Yeah.
Smash Mouth Burgers makes complete sense. So if you're following Smash Mouth Burgers, and you could be like, you know, check us out tonight. We're going to be here, and Tyler's going to be there tonight. Or
exactly.
The burgers are extra special, but Tyler will not be here tonight.
Right.
So people can kind of follow you.
Sure.
I think we've gotten into this weird thing where all we do is just follow a name because it says follow. But actually, there's some real things that
there's
got to
be some thought behind it. You know, no sense following.
Some responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just have something and ask people to follow you with zero
without any follow through or follow up. You know,
how's it been like for? So let's not get ahead. Let me dumb it back down a bit. So Jamie, just tell us about how your adventure started, the food truck, how you ended up there. Why
I was a chef in a restaurant here in Milton, and when the pandemic happened, obviously everything got shut down. I actually probably had the best summer of my life last year. Didn't work. You know, it was great. And then at the end of the summer.
Summer of Jamie.
Yeah, it was fantastic. As an adult, I mean, you know, when's the last time you had a summer off? You know what I mean? Very rarely.
Very rare.
This food truck came up, came available, and I jumped on it. And over the weekend, came up with a concept and a menu. And within 4 or 5 days, I had it out on the road. I mean, the thing was ready. I had it painted and some signs made. And
were you at Jaws Fest?
At where?
Jaws Fest. No. Remember when Rob Waters had the event? Because you know we, and you mentioned it. We had pandemic, right?
Yeah.
We're still in pandemic, yes, I guess. Kinda, we're still pandemicking.
So they say.
But so then we got like, they had the Jaws Fest down at Hudson Fields. You know, they tried to squeak in a few little events, and I couldn't remember. I know there was some
I wasn't there for that. I don't
know. You didn't join in on that one, but things are starting to happen. I guess for a food truck, you really don't need a special event.
No. Anytime I'm out, it's a special event.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Do you play it like that? Do you like...
big announcement,
Thursday, we're bringing the truck out with Tyler.
My schedule, I kind of have kept the same schedule now for, you know, Tuesday, Wednesdays, Cantina and Rehoboth. Thursdays, generally, not always, I do the garage in Milton, and Tyler's been with me for that. My schedule's pretty tight, you know.
Nice. And so, Tyler, whose idea was this? Jamie's idea? Your idea?
Jamie really approached me, but I've thought about something like this happening for quite a while. It just makes sense in a lot of ways to
Do you think you could
up.
Be available for food truck hire? I mean, any food you'll play at any food truck, or is it... could be a new niche for you?
I think it's possible, but I'm honestly too busy. I can't even do all of his.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both very busy, you know.
Do you work for tips on when this happens, or is Jamie paying you?
We have an arrangement.
Okay. Burgers and tips?
It's mutually beneficial for everybody.
Well, and honestly, if you're doing something you love, I can tell clearly you guys are doing something you love.
Absolutely.
It's funny. I love cutting hair, and I'll cut someone's hair. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm like, let me pay you. I'm like, sometimes it feels good just to give.
I've given away burgers.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure Tyler was played for free.
For sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't really care if Tyler hadn't, honestly, because that to me is where the growth is. That's where the miracle takes place, is when you do things for free.
Yeah. And expecting nothing in return.
Expecting nothing in return. You know? I did something like that, and I can't even talk about it, right? I can't even say what I did because it was just free and it was unexpected, and if I talk about it, it will ruin it.
Yeah. If you talk about it, then you're doing it for
humble bragging.
Exactly. You know,
I'm not doing it rightly. I think it's probably the word.
Yeah.
But there's something great about that. So what
it
do
does make you feel good, you know?
It does.
Absolutely.
It's just that you can't tell anybody.
No.
I remember when I first a while back, you know, I had made some changes in my life, and I remember taking the shopping cart. You know, I would walk the shopping cart of food to my car and unload it. And then I would proudly walk the cart all the way back to the store because I was a better person. And I thought, look at me. And I would, you know, later I realized that I was constantly seeing if anybody was paying attention.
Yeah. And that's so not the reason to do it.
Nah. No. No. It's not a good idea. It's termites.
Just leave in the space next to you, man. It's okay. They got people to do that. They got
I'm better and I kick it. kick it towards Casapulas. So what do we think this next summer? I mean, this is a big this summer coming up. Is this going to be what's it going to look like for you guys?
I'll be honest. I mean, for me, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Right.
For the restaurant business in general, I don't know. You know, we're going to open up to 100% capacity. Where are we finding employees? Mm-hmm. You know,
do we want to talk about that?
We can. We cannot. Whatever you want to talk about.
I'll give you my thought on it.
Sure.
I think people are just sick of working for no money. Unfortunately, I think you probably got a great position. I know as a salon owner that does chair rental, I'm fine. I don't have to pay anybody. They pay their rent, and right. they're spirited.
Right. They get after it, right.
They take it on. I mean, right. that's their responsibility.
Yeah,
it's
hard to get spirited for a job that isn't, like, going to pay your bills at the end of the
sucks.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And people are like, if I have to hear one more person tell me that the reason that nobody wants to work is because Americans are lazy, I think it's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Americans, or at least this group, are sick of working for people that are making a shitload of
money
and
of
they
them.
Can't even pay right. the freaking rent.
Right.
I won't mention where my wife works, but she works at for a corporation,
mm-hmm.
and they're paying people to make pizzas more than they're paying her.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And
it's an upside down world right now.
It is upside down. And I'm like, quit then, babe. Just quit the freaking yeah. job. Let's see what God
yes.
says.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not smoking crack and we're not paying for hookers. It'll all work out.
That's an opportunity. Quit the job and see what comes up.
I love
it's
that.
So true.
You know, my buddy, did you know Matt Haley?
No.
He was a great friend of mine, and he always used to tell me, he's like, man, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it will always
yeah.
work out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm yeah. not doing that.
It's not crack and hookers is not a sustainable lifestyle.
Tell that to people who love crack.
It's not sustainable yeah. though. It's for a little while. It's,
what about
know.
Cocaine and hookers? Not
I
the
mean,
crack.
You know. it's semantics, man. You know.
Well, it is. It, you know,
six
and sometimes,
of one.
Yeah, right.
sometimes I need simple it dumbed down to that point. Yeah. Like, you know, are you smoking crack and paying for hookers?
Yeah.
And you're, I'm not.
Not this week.
Not well. not ever. Week. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But you know, we get into this place where we're so fearful.
Things are not as bad as you know the doom and gloom that's out there. It's you know you can live like that if you
yeah.
want to, but that you know I'm not entertaining that.
No, and our biggest challenge right now is insurance. Insurance. You know, we'll give you insurance, and you're like, oh. And I don't know how many people work in a job that they absolutely hate just because of insurance.
For insurance, yeah.
And we haven't even, and we haven't even been to the doctor.
Yeah.
But you have kids, and you're like, well, what if? So it's tough.
Fearful society. We're in a fearful society, man.
Well, we are definitely in a fearful society, and I think some changes are going to happen. I don't know what, like, a company like Walmart doesn't pay its employees $25 an hour. Why not? If you did not have his employee, there would be no Walmart.
Right, right.
Well, and then you're talking about corporate welfare, too, where people who work at a corporation like Walmart have to go on welfare a lot, health benefits or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Corporate welfare. That is, yeah. I think, did you just invent that?
No.
Okay, because I haven't heard of it, but I like it. Well, it is, you know.
Well, and then corporations get huge bailouts at the end of the day anyway, too, yeah. on top of it. So
well, and I was
they're
watching,
double on welfare, in my opinion.
I was watching YouTube, and one of the owners' daughters, some sister of the Waltons, she has like this $200 million giant yacht.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many employees could that pay an extra $5 an hour?
Yeah.
It's just
it's
ridiculous.
Tom Brady getting that PPP loan for $1 million, and he buys a new sports boat with it.
Yeah. Tom Brady did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Yeah. Tom he doesn't Brady. Make enough, you know?
He's taking a cut. He took a cut, right? He took a cut. Well,
most celebrated athlete of our time.
Yeah, right?
So what do you think the end game looks like? I mean, because, you know, you don't have employees, I'm assuming. It's just you cooking.
It's just me.
You
yeah?
cooking and are we going to get back to that? These more... I've heard people talk about, like, to rebuild New York City is going to take all these mom-and-pop stores to start filling up those spaces again. And
the mom-and-pop stores, they've already been pushed out. They've already been, you know.
But they're thinking that that's what needs to come back.
How are they getting back?
I don't know.
Well, it ain't going to be the same ones, that's for sure.
Mom-and-pop might have passed away during COVID.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Very possible.
I mean, you know, and, you know, if your money's gone, how are you starting a new business? How, you know.
Yep.
I mean,
so
I
maybe
I certainly don't have the answers, but I mean, there's certainly I don't know a lot of questions
tough.
Out there. Yeah,
it is tough. I think living at the beach like we do, I don't know if we are really as aware of as much trouble as that we are in. You know, because people clearly come here, they clearly come here and aren't focused on the amount of money they're going to be spending. Because I can tell you. You're not going to be spending $40 on a crab cake up in Millsboro
right.
or in Milford or
right.
something like that. So we live in this kind of bubble here.
Yeah, we do.
But the rest of the world is really kind of struggling.
Yeah.
And with not being able to find employees, I don't know. I'm just grateful that I, you know, I have a very small little business, and I'm sure that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful that I live in my little bubble, and my little bubble's doing okay.
Yeah,
you know,
and you're in the music business. What's it like here?
Well, you know, I can definitely relate in the bubble sense. You know, Delaware is this little self-contained world, and then there's even smaller worlds within that
smaller bubbles
that are constantly intersecting.
Right.
And for me, last year was incredibly hard. It's one of the hardest years of my entire life.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. You're old. You're done.
to someone who's 21, yeah, I feel old. Not always, but...
I was kidding, Tyler.
I can.
Be young, man.
It does. It does feel a little strange to be 27. But regardless, I digress. I really went through some mental health stuff that I'd rather not get into because it's just a nightmare to talk about.
No, absolutely.
But I'm finally out on the other side of it, and I'm looking at this summer... And it's what last summer was supposed to be for me, which is just, like, awesome.
Now, without getting into it, but do you think this is, you went through something that, like, 27-year-olds, because I can tell you, 27-year-olds are dealing with a different world than when we were 27. Do you think this is something that you just kind of went through, and like I said, we don't need to get into it, or do you think that a lot of young people went through this?
Well, statistically, it's a fact that millions of people went through this during this time period. So.
All right, so this is just something that...
A lot of Americans... Whether they're my age or not, have just been experiencing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can.
The isolation, the, you know.
Fear.
The fear mongering. And
yeah. And I mean, you know, you're stuck in your house. Well, you're not lack working.
We're social animals. So to not have that kind of interaction all the time, especially as a young person, I feel bad for kids younger than me, you know, like. I mean, like little kids.
Little kids, right.
How are they?
Well, I could tell you my little, because I have a 9, a 10, and a 15. Mm-hmm. And the 9 and 10, they're in school. The 15 is the one I worry about. But it's weird. They've evolved, and he's kind of in a place, not like you, where because at 27, you're not in school anymore, right? You're not socially hanging out with your friends. You've kind of been pushed out into the world. It's like that new spot. He's still doing stuff with friends. So I actually probably worry about the 27-year-olds, really, more than I would worry about the young people because it's this gray void before you become like – an adult.
Well,
you're still hanging on to like teenage
years. We're staring down the doom of the future, which doesn't seem very bright on a regular basis. I mean, I think that personally, a lot of people I know are really looking forward to the future, but then there's these huge, just looming social issues and scientific issues, fact-based issues. Like, we can't agree on what the facts are. It's a lot to think about on a regular basis. And then have your own goals that you're like, well, the economy could just crash and I'm going to have to deal with that. But for the meantime, I'm just going to try and make as much money as I can and see if it would matter in the long run.
It's a trip because how old are you?
51.
Okay, I'm 52. Yeah. I mean, and you know, like my father who's 83, you know, I gave him a book. He's all, that whole book was bullshit. Except for like 2 sentences. I'm like, really? The whole entire book was bullshit. You know, he's seen it all.
He has a different, it's a different reality,
he's
man.
He's seen it all. He's got it all figured out. Yeah. At 50s, we're like,
I barely get through the day, bro.
Right. But you know? Like, this is all.
I got nothing figured out.
This is just nothing. 85%
bullshit. I am a
bullshit.
Burger flipper. Yeah. I flip fucking burgers for a living,
right.
Man.
But, you know, but we've seen some things, right? We've seen some
stuff. Yeah, some stuff, yeah.
We're kind of skeptical. But at 27, very you're still, jaded. Like, trying to, could this be true? Is this not true? I'm too smart. So I can't even imagine.
I just give up on trying to figure out if anything's true anymore. I'm just like, let me just sit in my room and play music.
Do we need to dumb it down for you? Because do I need to remind you, as long as you're not paying for hookers and smoking crack, it should all work out.
It's looking like it's working out.
It's fine, right?
It really is.
I haven't, you know.
Yeah, perspective, man. Perspective is everything, man.
It's the wrong week to quit smoking crack and paying for hookers.
Yeah.
Well, I love that the fact, because you know, if you're playing music for people like that, I think it's only going to get better. I think that, you know, we're in a really great time for me because I actually feel like this is an amazing time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's historical.
Yeah. You want to reinvent yourself? You can do that. You want to go out and start a new business? You can do that. You want to, you know, it's, you know, they talk about this reset, but it really, you know, you can reset your life every fucking day.
Every fucking day.
Whenever you want. Yeah. Right.
Well, and, you know, we've spent so much time trying to support the fact that if it looks good, if it feels good, then it's good. Right. Like the more, the better.
Yeah.
And it's really sickening. It's a sickness. I suffer.
It's easy to get caught up in that shit, though.
It's easy to,
you know, because it's thrown at you from every direction: TV, media, print, whatever. You know, more is better.
Well, it's,
you never have enough.
It's addiction culture.
Yeah.
That what it is? Addiction culture?
For sure.
Yeah.
Because
we're addicted to everything all the time.
Well, sensations. Are we addicted to everything, or are we addicted to making self happy?
Serotonin, yeah.
Okay, because
yeah,
the addiction to self, I get. I don't know if because I think we get caught up in what our neighbors got, what everybody else get, and really my point is that we've been working so hard at this, like, more is better. If you don't have more, you're not that good, and this whole weird stuff. And what we're finding, and what I've kind of felt before this even started, was, like, as a parent that raises kids, I say to my kids, "Are you happy?" And they say yes, and I go, "Well, then I must be doing a bad job." Right? Because what am I creating?
This life is misery, right?
Well, you're not living unless you're suffering.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When you're cleaning that food truck,
yeah,
and you're deep in there, and you're like, "I don't know why I'm even doing this." Yeah. And then all of a sudden you get to get in and get the food going out the window and making people happy, and you're like, "Okay, this is why,
right, exactly.
It can't all be good."
No.
And what's going on right now is all the good has been taken away. And so people are like, life's no good. Well, right, a lot of it. Not everything. I mean, if it wasn't for the news and maybe people talking to me about it, it would be hard for me to even see the pandemic.
Yeah, right.
The masks.
The mask, obviously. And that's the first thing I want to get rid of is masks.
Yeah,
it's the first thing that makes pandemic for me go away.
Yeah.
And,
But, sure. You know, but everything that we've, you know, the freedoms, movies, you know, and all the stuff that we have really lost in the last year all used to be special. Like going to a concert. Going to a concert was a special event.
Absolutely,
it was a privilege.
Yeah.
And now everything that used to be a special event or privilege has now become expected or routine. And so we're losing a lot of the ability to go to concerts, you know.
Well, and they're commodifying those things in such a way that they're going to continue to make money off of people remotely because they test ran all of these live stream everything. At live stream, you can get a master class from anybody now. You know, there's a lot of different ways that they – I don't know who I'm saying they are, just big business in general.
They's fine. We know who you're talking about.
You know what I mean.
Them.
Just people who are trying to score – on any capitalize on any big event.
Yeah.
You know, it was really smart of them. Why wasn't it happening already was kind of what I thought when I watched some of the live stream concerts and things like that.
Right.
Because
I've heard, oh shit, just damn microphone. It's been suggested by people, them or they, that this pandemic, this whole thing was really about shifting us into a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
The reset.
And it's how we spend money. It's how we think of money. You know, I read this book called The Fourth Turning, and it talks about this 85 year period of our life. And we're in the last 20 of it. And our seculum chunk of time really started at the end of World War II. And it happened at the end of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. It always ends in a war. And the last one was World War II, and then we started this new thing. But this, it talks about in the book that I always get these confused. Not Generation Z, the 40-year-olds? Millennials. The millennials are going to be the one that save us out of this 80-year period, out of this crisis. And it's going to be because, it says because of the artists. You know, they don't know the story like our fathers. You know, my dad, I sat with my dad the other day, still always tells me about sweeping out the movie theaters for a quarter, right?
Yeah.
And this quarter.
The good old days.
And then you and I, we remember getting four quarters or a dollar. And, you know, and at 15, I had no money in the bank, and I only cared about my $5 allowance that I used to take down to the video game place and play video games each quarter in. My pocket shrinking, the quarters going in.
Yeah.
and that pain and, you know, handing over that money. And we remember that. The kids today, they don't know any of that.
No concept.
And my son, who's 15, has $5,000 in his bank account from working.
Yeah.
And they're driven by money. I was like, I didn't care about any money.
He's definitely not smoking crack and buying hookers.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Thank God.
Thank God.
But so it's that transition, and it'll be the millennial that doesn't remember that story.
Yeah.
That allows us to switch over to this place where, you know, like if you, I just had a birthday party, or I, one of my kids had a birthday party at Lefty's, everything was done on a card. Swiping that card, swiping that card, and nobody really feels the pain of it. And maybe this is the transition into this new world.
Cashless.
Yeah. Cashless.
Yeah. Crypto. How's your crypto, bro?
I don't have any crypto.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't messed around with it whatsoever.
Well, my dad's
I heard
like,
Doge plummeted.
Yeah, after Elon, yeah. It's back up, though.
Are you crypto?
A little bit. I'll be honest, I don't understand any of it, but I
Well, what I do understand, what I do understand why I don't do it is because it's one of these things that seems to constantly be doing well.
Well.
And then you're like, I can't get out of it because I don't want to stop before the doing well ends. So you're stuck in it forever because you can't cash out.
Well, you know, Ethereum has jumped. It was 2,600 and something a few weeks ago. This morning it was up over 4,000, you know, for one, you know. That's a huge jump in a couple of weeks, man.
So you're not selling out if that happens?
I am not selling my Ethereum, no.
Right, exactly. Not. Well, I don't play the lottery because if I won, if I came into a lot of money, I'd smoke crack and pay for hookers. I just can't have that kind of money.
Every time.
Every time. I remember when that, I forget what lottery it was or lotto, but I remember it was the big, you know, the big game. And this reporter goes up to this guy and he's like, you know, filling out. And she's like, what if you win? What are you going to do? And he goes, hookers and cocaine.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And she goes, oh my God. And walks away. Yeah. And he's
at least he was honest. You know?
He knew exactly what he was there for.
Tons of cocaine and hookers. That's what I'm going to do with this money. So, Tyler, where are you playing? What's your schedule like for the week? Or how's it changing? And
I always have to pull the phone out.
And you brought your guitar. Maybe you'll play us a song.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start. I'm going to fire up the new, and I may need your help, Tyler, but I'm going to fire up the Delaware Live Music Podcast again. So
awesome.
Maybe you can send some of your live music friends this way.
I have a lot of them, so I can definitely help.
I would imagine you do. Let's get
tomorrow, I'm actually playing at Sydney's right over there.
Oh,
Sydney's Restaurant and Lounge.
They're great. They are great. I just went over there and had dinner for the first time. Anthony, do you know Anthony?
I'm not sure.
So he came on the podcast last week.
I probably do. I just
super
the masks and the face and the names and everything.
They're spirited folk over there.
Yeah,
they the shit thrown at their
feet. You got to be to start that restaurant when he did. I mean,
well, I don't know if he started. He didn't. They didn't know. They started.
I know.
And then they found
out. Right.
But to hang in there.
Yeah.
Man. So just a little backstory. Anthony and there's some other. It's a family that are all partners in that restaurant.
Lewis's, yeah, I know Elton.
Yeah, so they brought in. So that was a long time ago. It was Kendall. Kendall did really well. Kendall wanted to be in Lewis. Kendall left, and then it would start this kind of thing with different owners of this place.
Revolving door type
Pilot Town Fish Company with Jay. I'll keep his last name anonymous, but he was a dirtbag and ran that one into the ground. And then it sat empty. Then these guys took it, and then they were getting excited. Xfinity truck was there. Yeah. Life was good. And then, boom, pandemic hit. Brutal. And they've hung in there.
Yeah.
And they are really doing a great job. They had a great turnout this weekend for Mother's Day. We went over there and got the chicken. 4 pieces of chicken and 2 sides for $20.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Check that out. But so they're playing. There's a band that's also playing there. The only reason I know this because it's my wife's birthday and I was maybe going to take her on Friday was Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
Who's Hot Sauce?
So that's Dave Amon.
Okay.
He's a transplant from, I believe, the Texas area. Don't quote me.
I won't.
I've spoken to him a handful of times. He's a great guy and amazing kind of Spanish classical guitar player. And he taught like Jimmy Davis, if you're familiar.
No, but if he's teaching and he's helping. That's awesome.
Great, great guitar player from the area. He didn't need to teach him anything. He just showed him how to play this stuff because Jimmy's amazing.
Right.
And they don't have like a drummer. They have Mike Shockley playing marimba and a percussionist on a regular basis. Like kind of just like the Shakers and that
so
kind
a lot of
stuff.
People. So they're really starting to move some bands to there now.
Yeah.
To Sydney.
For sure.
So Sydney's is in Painter's Mill off Cave Neck Road if anybody wants to come check it out. So you're going to play there tomorrow night? That would be
6 to 9.
Thursday night.
6
to 9.
Yep. And then the 14th.
And
Friday.
Just real quick, they have a nice stage in there. It's a nice setup. It's not so crowded. It's remember arenas back in the day before they built added on the addition?
Yeah.
I must have tripped over those monitors 100 times. It's pretty jammed in there.
No, it's a nice, big, spacious room. With the right act,
of course, absolutely.
You can play to that room really well. It has a nice natural hall reverb sort of sound.
Yeah, well, it's a too big, too noisy room. Only unless you're playing a band in there, then it's probably perfect.
Yeah,
because it gets a little for the talking.
Yeah,
it can be a little hectic.
There's high ceilings,
but you gotta know how to wrangle the people in.
Wrangle
them. I'll make a point to like get loud if they're getting a little loud, but then I'll bring a part just super quiet so that they feel weird and they start going.
Are you going to be doing that weekly?
No, we booked it once a month. They're roughly a month apart each time.
Make sure you're talking that microphone tight.
Yes. Some of them are Thursday, some of them are Friday.
We
want to
hear all your inflammation.
All my inflammation.
No. Too close to the microphone. Now I'm getting inflamed. Mm-hmm. So you'll be there. So what's today? Today is the second Thursday of the month?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Okay.
We don't have it that consistent. We couldn't nail them down that way.
All right. But you're there.
I am there. I play at Sydney's. I play at the New Pond location on a regular basis.
How's
which
that?
Is, actually really fun.
That's where the old TGI Fridays was.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
And I didn't realize they were open. They're open.
Yeah. They've been having bands, and I played their solo once as well already. And it's going really well. I've been doing some food running there actually here recently, it was nice just to get the regularity again and do something.
Food running. So you actually were working there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of just let them know that I'm getting too busy with the music though, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to work there. I love it. It's actually really easy, really fun.
So wait a minute,
you're
doing two jobs.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be
a
lazy
flooring.
American. What about what's going on?
I do flooring with my dad too.
Three jobs.
He's very spirited, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
Spirited. Tyler Spirited Green.
It's actually Thomas Christian Tyler Green. Fun
well,
fact.
My name is Will Thomas. That's a great name.
Yeah, it's I'm named after my grandfather.
Can you play us a song?
Yeah.
Do you have original music or can you play?
Yeah.
You can play whatever you want. I don't care.
I don't know what I
play
want.
Play something awesome. Do you have a request?
Yeah.
I guess you're not bringing the food truck over to the pond.
No, definitely not.
Jamie, scoot that truck down the road, son. I'm here representing Hallmark.
Hallmark cards.
Oh, nice guitar.
Thanks.
Get a picture. Get intern. Let's get some great pictures.
Here,
something awesome. Do you know Half Moon Run?
I don't.
You ever heard of that band?
I have not.
Well, that's too bad. What do you think of the Firefly lineup? Did you see it?
I enjoy it. I think it could be a lot of fun to go to.
Lineup for this year?
It's not like the best lineup I've ever seen in my life. But
did you see it?
No. I would have fun if I went.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
I have to go see, I guess, the Killers. I don't know.
I'm
so old now. I felt bad.
If I'm going to go, I'm going for Mark Rebier. He's an underbill, but he is one of the like most amazing acts I've ever seen in my life. He improvises 90% of his set with a looper, and then he does like three songs at the end that are his.
Wow.
And it is awesome. It's like comedy and music at the same time.
All right.
He's just amazing. I can't recommend.
Well, we're going to start doing the Discovery Music Podcast with JG and the Daft Pretty Boys. We're probably going to start doing a Firefly edition. So maybe we'll bring you over one day, Tyler, and you can sit in and bring some songs that you might maybe we'll put a little shine a little light on this guy that you're talking about. But yeah, that might be fun to do. Play whatever you want. Do you want to do an original song or do you want to do?
You got me thinking. I have to think.
Maybe pull the mic down. There you go.
This is an older song. It's called Undercover. Beep, 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 beep. Don't like to pretend. That I never want to offend. Maybe, maybe we could be friends. I don't know about that. Then I said, how does one find strength for another? Really can't hide behind your undercover. Maybe I'm just another fool that's undercover. How does one find strength for another? Really can't hide behind your undercover. How does one find strength for another? To take my hand and walk with me, look through the past so readily, steadily, dead in the eye. Still, it makes me wonder why I don't want to fly. I just wanna dance. How does one find strength for another? Really can't hide behind your undercover. How does one find strength for another? Really can't hide behind. How does one find strength for another? Really can't hide behind your undercover. How does one find strength for another? Yeah!
God damn. People want to know why I take Tyler Green out on the road with me. That is why.
Dude, that is
why.
Great.
Right there.
Dude, yeah. That was great.
Thanks.
Fucking amazing, man, right?
Yeah, that was amazing.
I mean, you know. And that was an original, right, Tyler?
Yeah, yeah. I wrote that.
Dude, that was
right?
See, that's why I love these podcasts. I'm so excited that I actually started a network that we can showcase people like this because it is great. That is freaking. And it was an original song.
Yeah, man, right? For sure.
Dude, I love your voice. Thanks. I may have to bring my wife down tomorrow night and see you.
Right? Oh, thanks, man.
That Please. Sounds great. So you'll be at Sydney's tomorrow night, Thursday night. We're gonna just have to post this podcast, Jake.
Ooh, yeah.
Today. Because, you know, it's a little time sensitive and we want to put it out there. Yeah. So anything spirited.
It's the best one you've done of this new series.
It's
I mean,
right,
by
Jamie.
Definition.
That's a good point. but anything spirited, we're just going to post it. That's what spirited people do.
Yeah.
We don't care.
They get after it.
It's true. It's kind of like just put it out into the world and move on. Because otherwise you're going to like sit on something for too long, which I've been doing forever. I have so many songs that I haven't put out into the world. You just got to birth them. Get them out.
And keep them moving. You know, and I don't want to keep, you know, I like to move forward and get out of this. But what are some of the things that you've done to try to get yourself, you know, feeling better? Not that it, you know, we're not analyzing you, but
no,
I think
hookers.
Crack and hookers. Big help.
Not exactly crack and hookers, but I was doing my own thing. I will put it like that. And that didn't work. So I.
Self-medicating?
Yeah, self-medication doesn't work.
No, does not.
So I ended up just having like some serious mental health crises happen. I had to go to the hospital a couple times. Okay. I ended up going inpatient.
Oh.
And I am medicated. And it feels awesome. I'm a lot better now.
Did that happen here at this hospital?
I'd rather not talk about.
Okay. Because, well, I was just going to say, you know, there was a time when I went to, I used our local facility for something like that as well. Mm-hmm. And they used to have a, it used to be called the Fifth Floor North, where you, they had this place if you were struggling with something.
Yeah, they don't have that at all anymore. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, that's, and that's unfortunate because that was, if I'm not sure if that service hadn't been available when I, this was in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
If that hadn't been there, I don't know if I'd be where I'm at today. So, you know, that's I don't know why we don't have something like that at BB anymore.
It is
there's
really,
no money in recovery,
there, it's
I guess.
It's like there's nowhere in Delaware for you to really go for crisis. There, I had to wait for 4 days in the hospital before I even got to talk to a psychiatrist through telemed. Like,
it's crazy.
And I'm like manicking out, you know, just like full on, like, someone do something for me. And it was like, I don't even want to think about it. Like, it was,
well, I always know, Tyler, and you know, you didn't know this before, but if you ever are feeling funky or anything, you need someone to talk to, you can, I'll give you my number. You can reach out deflate or debrief yourself. Because I think that's, you know, one of the things with working, whether it's an addiction or just mental stuff, is, you know, we work through it and then we try to be there for the next person. And
that's the idea.
That's what keeps us straight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that being available. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, cooperation over competition, you know, whether it's a food truck or, you know, just local gigging. I mean, you know, you gave a shout out to the guy playing on Friday, hot sauce, because I brought it up. But, you know, it's a better life when we're promoting friends. It's a better life when we're promoting other food trucks. It's a better life when we're promoting other musicians. You know,
I couldn't agree more.
Rising tide floats all boats, man.
I said that yesterday.
I'm not in competition with any other food truck out there or any other, you know, anything.
Talk a little closer to the mic.
I have an old lyric that I wrote that I haven't turned into a song yet, but it's better to lift up than to push around.
Absolutely. Or push down, you know? Right.
I love that. To me, that's spirited.
Yeah.
You know, that pays off in the end so much better than a person that's like, oh, I don't want to talk about that guy, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's unnecessary.
Well, and I think that it's the kind of behavior that we have to start doing now is helping one another. Forget about the big picture. How can we help each other in the smaller picture? Because if we build a foundation of people that helping one another, you know, whatever grows from it, at least the foundation is strong.
Yeah.
Right? And
there's nothing negative from helping someone else.
There's nothing negative.
You know?
There's nothing negative.
It's all positive.
Yeah. And it's not about gaining anything, but there is something to gain there from doing that, you know?
Sure.
But you can't tell anybody.
No. That's the worst part. So what is a week like for you, Jamie? I mean, so... Are you firing the truck up every day, 3 days a week?
Pretty much. I try and go out 6 days.
Are you going out today?
I'm at Cantina tonight.
Okay, Cantina tonight.
Tomorrow night I have a private event, and then Friday I am at...
So you can rent, you can get the truck for a private event?
Oh,
like,
yeah, sure.
Just a personal party, birthday
party? I've done house parties.
Same here. Okay. Also.
And if you want, I'll bring Tyler with me.
Combo.
I love that.
Yeah, but... I've done quite a few of those. There seems to be a market for that. So
definitely. In pandemic, that was one of the main things that kept me working was private parties.
Yeah.
People wanted that.
Is it a dumb question to ask? Is there a minimum? Small can this party be?
You know what? I don't have a minimum.
Okay.
You know, I show up knock on wood, the reception to this burger truck has been phenomenal. And, when I show up, I'm busy. You know what I mean? So I don't need a minimum.
Well, and I think it also goes back to, maybe you don't have a minimum, but maybe you had one mentally. You know, I'd prefer, but you don't. And you show up, and it's not as much, and you're like, oh, God. But then it turns out that people recognize, look at this guy.
It all
came
comes
down
back,
for the,
man.
It
yeah.
all,
it comes back,
it's a
man.
Different kind of currency.
Absolutely.
It's a different kind of wealth.
Reciprocal energy.
Yeah.
It's reciprocal. Yeah. That is very true. And I think that that's kind of, you know, people ask me all the time, how much money do you make doing podcasts? And they go, I don't make anything.
No, nothing.
I make nothing. This is just fun. And can't we do things for nothing?
Right.
isn't nothing
not everything has a monetary value, right?
Well, just the fact of doing it for nothing has a value.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called.
It's just a different kind,
right? Yeah. It's a spirit value.
Yeah,
for sure. It's about, you know, helping and being. I just feel like that is, you know, everybody likes to point out something we're doing wrong, you know, and no one seems to want to point out, you know, people just doing the right thing or doing the next right thing, and it's so this week you're at Cantina tomorrow. What about
Cantina tonight?
What's the regulars? Your Cantina tonight. Excuse me. Sounds like a show. Cantina tonight.
Private party tomorrow.
Hookers and crack.
Friday, I am at. I don't know.
Check your Instagram.
But Sunday, Sunday we do have. Is it Saturday
this is
or
why
Sunday?
It's early. Well, so I guess the better question is, if people want to find out, you're posting every day on
your
location.
My calendar is on Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
Smash Mouth Burgers. I know Saturday is Cover Bridge Trails. That's right in Lewis. I have the soccer field at Sand Hill in the morning. And then Sunday, the fundraiser for Gavin Burrell.
Okay. Yep, I know them.
We're doing that. So that's going to be a huge. It's going to be a huge thing.
Pull this up a little bit, Jamie. You know, it's funny that it's not funny. It's interesting that, you know, and you know Lily.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So, Lily was my niece at the time.
Right.
You know, my ex-wife and I have separated, but still great friends, still awesome. But, you know, my son Sam was born like 7 days after that accident.
Yeah,
and the Burrell family was like jumped right into action to help us raise money for Lily's benefit and all of that great stuff. And it just happened. I can see the spot from my window
right
down here.
Right.
And then so to have, you know, it's unfortunate, but shit happens, right? And to have something like that happen to her son, it was a snowboarding accident, and now they need the community.
Right.
And so many people, I mean, it's
everyone's
a great
really
example of helping
that family, right?
Cooperation over competition.
Yeah.
Let's help one another. And now you can see the community really showing up to support them when in their time of need.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
That's awesome. And there is no competition, man, you know?
No, unless it's hair.
Yeah.
Then it's competition, bro. Just playing. But they can follow you. They can learn all about your schedule through the week. Because just like Tyler, you're probably a little more fluid. You probably aren't consistently at the
same
place.
Consistently, yeah. But, I mean, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, always at the Cantina.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, always at the
always
Cantina.
Always at Cantina. Everything else kind of is, you know, it fluctuates.
I love the idea. You know, I was going to do, we're moving, we're building a house, and we have this other house, and I'm like, I think I'm going to do like a weekly rental. And I was going to make this cool like Facebook page for this house, you know, follow the house, follow it on Instagram, come rent it. And then I found out that we can't do that because of our HOA. So I was like, damn, but I think it's exciting to have a job where you can really build a following and really kind of tease them and have a lot of great interaction through Instagram or a Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the business where I have to post a picture. Here's the picture. You know, everybody likes the picture, but I don't interact. You know, I don't have a following. I mean, we follow out of courtesy, I think, a lot of the times. But to really reach out, you know, we start seeing it now a lot more with Facebook. Or they open, I don't know, go to their Facebook page. It shows their hours, you know. So it's becoming like the old yellow pages from our day, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's fun where you got like an Instagram or whatever it is where you can interact with the people that follow you and be like, you know, I'll be
ask
announcing
for feedback
tonight.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I'll be announcing tonight where the truck is because the truck has a great reputation. I don't know if it's as big on Instagram like people – and you hear of it in other states or other cities where people just wait, where is this truck going to be tonight?
Yeah.
And they
I'll be honest, I don't do my own social media. Like, I don't really follow the social media thing.
Oh, boy.
It's just, I know I should, Jamie. But I don't, you know, I don't really.
That's why I don't even know
my own schedule. So
it's really hard to keep up with.
Well, and guys
my interest,
like you and
my
me,
interest in it is limited.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Well,
because we're 50s.
Yeah.
And it's like if... You know, I start a podcast and I got 7 Instagrams and we're posting. And by the time I'm done, I'm drained.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I've done nothing but thumb work.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
That's why we had to get Jake from State Farm to be the intern so he could post the stuff. It's one of the hardest parts about business.
Yeah, it's tedious.
And
it's tedious. And I, you know, things that are tedious to me, I tend to give to somebody else. So, you know.
So do you get to, but you're young, do you get to interact with the people on Instagram and stuff like that?
I mean, some. I like live videos have been a good way, but I don't do them that often. Like, I don't do them at every gig, per se, or like a rehearsal or whatever. I don't think to do that. I think it would be oversaturation. Some posts I do, mostly it's just promotion,
right.
Kind of vague. I know that I'll make a Facebook event and 50 people will respond to it, but maybe 15 to 20 of them will actually come.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that's to be expected. And if that's what I'm doing, I mean, for right now, I'm killing it. Everywhere I play at is happy with me.
Nice.
My band is sounding better than ever.
Maybe you can play us one more song.
If you really want.
I'd really want.
Yeah.
Dude,
right?
It was great. You want to play one more?
Yeah, I could.
What's our time? What are we? Oh, we're almost on an hour. So you got any more, anything else you want to put out there about what you're doing? Anything that I can?
No.
Just putting out amazing hamburgers.
That's all I do, man.
What's your menu like? Real quick. I mean, are you doing fries? Are you doing
sides? I have burgers. I have a list of composed burgers, and then you can have, you know, do it your way or whatever. And then
green chilies?
Yeah, have green
hatch?
Chilies.
Hatch?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, yeah.
Okay.
I have a green chili queso that's on my menu. I have a chicken sandwich. I have a sausage and peppers. I mean, it's a very limited basic menu, man. But fucking delicious.
Well, I would rather see a limited basic fucking delicious menu than a complicated,
than
crappy,
a five-page,
yeah, right, exactly.
You know. Yeah.
I think people appreciate that. And you're a freaking food truck.
It's a food truck, man. How much food can I carry?
It's called Smash Mouth Burgers.
Smash Mouth Burgers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, you know.
All right, Tyler, what do you got?
Right on brand. I'm going to play a Led Zeppelin song.
Woo!
Right on.
The one band that probably would block us if they heard us playing their song.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
La, la, la.
Made up my mind to make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. My chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that they're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. Seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. I'll meet you up there where the path runs straight and high. Find a queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings.
la 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on a hill on a mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
That's what I'm fucking talking
Dude,
about.
That
right
was fucking
man.
Special, right?
Right?
There.
God damn.
That was freaking special.
And
dude.
People wonder why I take them out, man.
Dude, yeah. That is a. That is like. That brings back the day. Right. That was like yeah. Growing up, high school.
Yeah, man.
That was good.
It's a great song. Great song.
Great band.
Great band.
But you did a great version.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Same. Well, that I can't think of a better way to end this podcast. Listen, guys. Smash Mouth Burgers.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Tyler Green. Dude, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And. You know, we may have to do this again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm
keep
down.
Doing this.
Give me a call.
Absolutely. Cool. All right, guys, thank you so much. This may be the first episode of Are You Spirited? So check it out, share it, and let's see what we can do with it. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Bye.
Thanks.